If you've been here for any length of time, at least since I've been here, you know I have one favorite scripture. That scripture is coming from John 3, 16. But before we get to the 16th verse, amen, I would like to start at the very first verse so you can get a backdrop of how the scripture plays in the context of this message. John, the third chapter, verse 1, it reads, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Amen. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with you."
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
Amen.
Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeneth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that come down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." I read that for your hearing because in our lectionary text, amen, we find John 1:1 where the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word. This beginning concept, we never see it again until the beginning of Jesus. And here now in John, we see it one more time. In the beginning, the Bible says, was the Word. And the Word was, let me say it again. In the beginning was the
Word.
And the Word was, and the Word was, and the Word was with. Amen. Amen. However, I want to take you into the third chapter of John, where this notion of love continued to resonate in the fabric of God's characteristics. And not only in God's characteristics, but it should be resonating within our own characteristics as Christians. How many of y'all know of the singer Patti LaBelle? Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right, it's okay. We in church. You don't have to be all holy than thou. It's okay. How many of y'all know the singer Patti LaBelle? Amen. Amen, somebody. How many of you know of her ballads? Her ballads, the song that she sung. Amen. Don't play like y'all ain't listen to the songs, dance to the songs, bob your heads to the songs. Amen. Patti LaBelle. Hence, I want to talk to you from a subject entitled The Gospel According to Patti LaBelle. In November of 2006, the singer, songwriter, actress, author, and pie-selling grandmother of soul and R&B released an album entitled The Gospel According to Patti LaBelle. While performing at the Brooklyn Christian Cultural Center Church, there were some in the crowd who seemed unsure of how to respond to the veteran voice known more from her song Lady Marmalade than God Ain't Through With Me Yet, which was one of her songs on the gospel album. So before the diva uttered another sound, she shared a few heartfelt words. Patti began by saying, "He is not judging me. So please, tonight, whatsoever you do, please don't judge me." See, you have to understand that in the essence of African spirituality, there is no separation between spiritual and secular because they believe that everything has a spiritual undergirding to it. Amen? As the packed megachurch fell into a hush, she went on to say, "I just want to tell everybody who might have felt a little funny and said, Patti LaBelle, ain't she a secular artist?" "Yes," she continued, "and I still am. I'm not coming home to gospel because I never left gospel. Gospel has always been rooted in the fabric of my being." In our attempt to understand spirituality as it relates to our relationship with God, we use biblical text to grasp a perspective by which we can get some resolve of who and what God is to us. Most oftentimes, we embody or look through the lens of our other cultural experience to understand snippets of revelation given to us by God. Nevertheless, we oftentimes miss the mark of reading one of the most valuable frames of reference one can ever read, which is the spiritual context of our own lives. Who is the God of your experience? Although we can use everything around us to understand spiritual attributes of God, misinterpreting the God of your own experience, your own personal lived lives, will be like the straw that breaks the camel's back. It is interesting to know that our African ancestors never believed in the notion of separating secular from spiritual. In fact, they believed all things were spiritual in nature. It is in this spirit of our ancestors that I suggest to you that the gospel that resonates in Patti's music through the stint of her career is the same gospel that resonates in the text today. It is in the spirit of our ancestors that I argue if one can cast down their judgmental biases between secular and spiritual for just one moment, one can interpret the power of love in this gospel in a new degree of light and fall in love with God all over again. I would also contend that in the spirit of our ancestors, that no matter who you are, what you are going through, or what your status is or may be in life, the transformative power and energy of God's love can reach you where you are, wherever you are, even if he had to reach way down to pick you up. God's love can lift you. There's a song that said, "It was love that lifted me. When there was nothing else that can help, love lifted me." Oh, the gospel according to Patti LaBelle. Well, if you know any of Patti LaBelle's songs, any of Patti LaBelle ballads, you would understand this first point. And that is, somebody loves you, baby. And you know who it is. For all y'all young folks, that's one of Patti LaBelle's hits. You can Google that right now. YouTube it. Amen. Somebody loves you, baby, and you know who it is. Therefore, in order to understand John's gospel and to understand Patti's gospel, there are a few things one must consider. One of which being, somebody loves you, baby, and you know who it is. Patti's music has echoed in and through the framework of African American homes, like John 3:16 has echoed in and through the framework of religion. Both John and Patti say to us like nobody else can. They say to us, somebody loves you, baby. And you know who it is. As Jesus further elaborates in his discussion with Nicodemus, who was unable to comprehend a spiritual truth, Jesus tried to share and denote in the text through Jesus the sacrifice God was willing to make just because God loves us. In fact, if Patty was talking to Nicodemus today, like she talked to many of us through her music, I believe the conversation would go a little bit like this. It happened so suddenly how God created something out of nothing and created darkness of Mother Earth into humanity from which we are formed in the subtle of God's fingertips. Then God blew the life into humanity until humanity became a living soul. Every morning since then, God had humanity on God's mind. No matter what God did, God couldn't stop thinking about humanity to the point God crafted a plan to bring humanity back unto God's eternal presence like it was yesterday. Somebody loved you, baby. And you know who it is. There may be a Nicodemus out there who might not understand the mysteries of God, but simply put, so your mind can be at rest, somebody loves you. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God didn't stop loving you just because you fell from grace. God knew you and who you were and what you was going to do even before you do it. God knew you and needed his love. You know, he knew you needed his love even the more. That's why he put into motion the plan of salvation. So just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son be lifted up.
Amen.
If I be lifted up, the songwriter says, I draw all men.
Amen.
So must the Son of Man had to be lifted up, that whosoever believe in him may have everlasting life. Somebody loved you and cared about you so much so that they sacrificed of their own, that their own may be shed on Calvary's cross, that you and I may have life and life more abundant. Yeah. Somebody loves you, baby.
Yeah.
And you know who it is. I know you might be going through right now, but you need to know somebody loves you, baby. I know because of bad relationships and bitter divorce, you might be feeling unworthy and unworthy to be loved, but somebody loves you, baby. I know you might be feeling like there's no hope and all hope is lost and you're hopeless and you fail time after time again, but know that somebody loved you, baby. I know you feel like you got one foot in and one foot out. And every time you take one step forward, life pushes you back three or four steps backward. But God so loved you. Somebody loved you, baby. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He sacrificed of himself, his only begotten. So whosoever believed in him, the beauty is whosoever. Don't matter where you come from, don't matter your social status, don't matter how rich or poor you are, don't matter if you got education or not, whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If only you knew how much God do loves you, if only you knew how much God cares, you'll say to yourself, come what may, come hell or high water, I'm persuaded that nothing can separate me from the power and the transformative love of God. Somebody loves you, baby. And you know who it is. Secondly, if Patty was having this conversation with Nicodemus, Patty would say, when you talk about love, you got to talk about God.
Amen.
That's another one of our hit ballads. Secondly, not only should you consider the fact that somebody loves you, baby, but you also must consider when you talk about love, you got to talk about God. Love is the central theme that echoes through the text, and it is also the template by which most of Patty's music was derived from. Well, beloved, when you talk about love, when you even think about love, you should be talking about God. For John 4:8 declares that God is love. God's love is limitless, and it has the power to alter a person's life forever. It goes forever and ever and ever in the depths and breadth of humanity's existence. This is why Jesus can speak so strongly about love in the text. Whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God's love has the ability to reach the unreachable, to save the unsavable, to love the unlovable, to fix the unfixable, to do the unheard of. God's love has the wherewithal to impact whosoever wants to be touched by love. When the essence of love blesses you with the gift of love, Patty says, when you've been blessed, it feels like heaven. I wish I had some Patti LaBelle fans up in this place today. There's no secret to what God can do. If he did it for others, he can do it for you.
Amen.
Whosoever believes in this type of love shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Is there anybody here that is glad that they are counted in the number of whosoever? When whosoever is mixed in with God's love, God can do the impossible. It does not matter about your social, economic, political, or relational status. Jesus says, whosoever.
Yes.
It does not matter your sexual preference or your relational status. Jesus says, whosoever. If you are in with the crowd or not, it does not matter. Jesus says, whosoever. If you're a black sheep of the family or not, it does not matter. Jesus says, whosoever. If you're in the junk house or the White House, it does not matter. Jesus says, whosoever. Believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved you so much that God considered everything that had the potential to count you out. So God can count you in. Preach, preacher. Let me say that again. God loved you so much that he had already considered everything that can count you out. Everything that you can do. Every place that you can go. Everything somebody was going to say about you. He already considered it. So God can count you in. Finally, beloved, if Patty was having this conversation to Nicodemus, mm-hmm. Patty would say that God was the right kind of lover for her.
Amen.
Let me say that again. That's another one of Patty's ballads, if you don't know what that is. He's the right kind of lover. Finally, when you consider that somebody loves you, baby, and when you consider that when you talk about love, you got to be talking about God, one must also conclude if God is love, if God is in all things and at the beginning of all things, then God is in the right place at the right time doing the right thing, and he's the right kind of lover. When Jesus finished deliberating on the fact that God loves, and because God loved, God sacrificed, that whosoever believed might be saved and spend eternity with them,
yes.
Nicodemus had a decision to make. Nicodemus had to choose whether or not he was going to really fall in love with God. I ain't talking about playing church.
Amen.
I mean, he had to choose whether or not he was going to really fall in love with God, or he was going to continue to placate church.
Okay.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. They got some folks that come Sunday after Sunday just to placate church. And they got some folks that are actually are in the fellowship of God because they are the church. And they want to spread and do what God commanded us to do. What did he say? Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the... They got some folks playing church. And they got some folks really are acting in the auspices of the church.
Amen.
Which are you? You got a decision to make. Nicodemus had to choose whether or not he was going to really fall in love with God, or he was going to continue to play church. Nicodemus had to choose whether God Almighty was the right kind of lover for him, or if he needed another. Oh, I wish I had some Patti LaBelle lyricists in here. Now in the text, it's not clear. After further reading to how Nicodemus concluded to all that he had heard from Jesus in that moment and in that time. Furthermore, it is not clear that in the text does not say if Nicodemus even made a decision at all. But what I do know, at some point in our lives, we will have to make a decision about what God we are willing to serve. Whether it be the God of our fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. I don't know, but for me and my house, Joshua says, we will serve the Lord. You got to make a decision of what God you're going to serve. But what I do know, at some point in our lives, we all got to wrestle with the fact of it. Will God be my God? Or will I serve another? I do know at some point in our lives, we must determine whether we believe in the one who raised Jesus from the dead with all power in his hand. The one who came over Mary and impregnated her, a virgin, and allowed her to have a baby in a manger when the inn was all filled up. I don't know who you come to serve. And I don't know what you come to do. But I got to serve the Lord. We must contend with the fact. After we have searched all over and couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than God. Now if Patty had the last word in the conversation, I believe she would conclude something like this. I don't know about you today, but God is the right kind of lover for me.
Amen.
I got God, sure enough, a real God. Good old God, that's what I got. Good old God, and he helps a lot. A real God who's going to be tender. Now that's the kind of God I need. For God's love, I will surrender. Because God's mind is stayed on loving me. Because God is the right kind of lover.
Amen.
I never need another. Sure enough, God got the stuff. God is the right kind of lover for me. Now that's if Patty was having a conversation. I don't know about you, but God is the right kind of lover.
Amen.
For me. I need God's type of love in my life. That love that surpasses all understanding. That love that loved me even when I don't love myself. I don't know about you this morning, but I need God's kind of love in my life. That love that'll lift me out of the miry clay when I'm face down and have no other place to go. I need God's kind of love. That's the right kind of love for me. I don't know what the right kind of love for you is, but God's love is the right kind of love for me. I need God type of love in my life. If it had not been for God on my side, I have no clue where I would be. But statistics would say I would either be locked up or dead. I don't know. I don't know about you, but somebody, I'm glad that somebody loved me, baby.
Amen.
I'm glad that somebody loved me, baby. I'm glad that somebody prayed for me.
Amen.
And had me on their mind and took out the time to pray for me. Somebody loves you, baby.
Yes, they do.
And you know
who it is.
Amen. The gospel according to Patty LaBelle. Amen. Would you rise and give the Lord a hand clap of praise all over the building? Amen.